We're taking another major step today as we continue to scratch and claw and fight our way out of this pandemic that we've been in for the last couple of years. And it has to do with the relaxation of some masking policies in terms of state buildings and government offices and things. But are we out of the woods 100% with this yet? And how important is it that we're prepared for something else that comes our way? And what can we do right now to keep our homes and our offices, our workspaces, and maybe even our cars as safe and healthy as possible? My guest this morning on the RNJ Morning Program is the owner of a terrific New Jersey-based company that is called Sterile Space Infection Defense. And great to speak with Erwin Strohmeyer this morning as far as where we're going in the next steps of this. But Erwin, good morning. It's Burt Barron, RNJ Radio in New Jersey. Good to have you with me this morning.
Good morning, Burt, and thank you for having me on today.
I'm holding my breath, Erwin, because I don't know. I'm just waiting for some news outlet to say, oh, there's another variant, there's another this, there's another that. Get ready for this. Are we 100% out of the woods with this, Erwin, just from your opinion, from where you stand with this?
Absolutely not. It is really good that we've seen the variants become, shall we say, not nearly as virulent as previous ones. But no, we are not out of the woods yet. I don't think we have any reason to run around with our hair on fire, but we still need to be careful and we still need to be intelligent about things.
Yeah, and I think we've gotten such good practices, Erwin. You know, people are washing their hands a little more, like it seems like, and we kind of at least, it's so difficult to fight against an invisible enemy, and that's why we need someone with some good things that are in our corner to maybe keep our workplaces and everybody healthy and things. As we go with this, I guess they call it adaptive viruses, and this is something that I think we're just going to have to learn to live with going forward, Erwin, aren't we?
Yes, adaptive organisms, because it can happen with viruses or bacteria,
okay,
or other types of microbes as well. Adaptive organisms, the term comes from the fact that over the decades, with all of the medicines that man has created, some of these infectious microbes have adapted to them, or their own immune systems, for lack of a better understanding, have adapted to the medicines that we use to kill them so that they don't die. And therefore, that's a problem. And it really started happening a very long time ago when, you know, as a kid, I remember my father or mother taking me to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, we don't know if it's this or that, but let's give him some type of an antibiotic just to be safe. And all of those antibiotics that we consume just to be safe helped create these adaptive organisms. So now we've got a problem of our own making.
Yeah. It's a little scary, but just as equally interesting, I think, Erwin. And we've heard about terms like enhanced cleaning and deep cleaning. But for what you do at Sterile Space Infection Defense, this sounds like this is a great ally, or a great service to have in our toolkit, if we will. If I'm a business owner, or if I'm a teacher, or maybe if I run a medical practice, talk about what you do and why your service is such a key component in the front line against any resurgence of COVID.
Well, first of all, a lot of people confuse what we do with a cleaning company. There are cleaning companies, and then there's Sterile Space. Do we do cleaning like a normal cleaning company? The answer is no. We do deep decontamination, which is getting as much as possible of the dirt, debris, and biologics off of a surface prior to terminally disinfecting it. And that means using a very broad spectrum disinfectant that kills pretty much everything, or as much as possible, the use of those items properly, and then the application of a long-term antimicrobial coating on the surfaces that we've decontaminated and disinfected, so that as new cells, new microbes, land on those surfaces, their ability to survive, thrive, and recolonize those surfaces is massively hindered or reduced. So basically, and I got to say this very carefully, It is in essence like giving your facility and the surfaces of your facility their own immune system, or the ability to protect themselves to a greater degree from microbial survival and colonization.
I'd like to think, Erwin, that people have maybe developed more of an appreciation for what you do in the last couple of years. You know, watching and just tracing people, you know, someone touches a surface or hands something to someone when we just weren't sure how this virus was being transmitted from person to person. I would think there's been a lot of more interest in what you do over the last couple years, and probably from sectors of the business and professional world that probably never even thought they would need a service like yours, but in finds out in time they really have needed some help from you.
This is true. Let me inject this first. The first thing that you have to remove from the situation to be effective at dealing with it is any political influence about what the virus is or who created it or why it is or isn't gaining ground. This is simply and clearly a public health emergency. Neither politics nor anything else other than science belongs in the equation and in the discussion or recommendations.
Yeah, it's about keeping people healthy at the end of the day. You're right. My guest is Erwin Strohmeyer. He is the owner of Sterile Space Infection Defense. They're based right here in New Jersey. And if you have a home, an office, a workspace, maybe you're a teacher, you have a classroom that you'd like to get it nice and clean, or maybe you run some sort of dental or medical office, the service that he provides could really make a big difference in keeping you and your workers and your visitors and everybody healthy as possible. So the process, if someone was interested in maybe finding out more about your company, Erwin, how do they go about that?
Well, they can reach me directly by calling 973-714-8288 or reaching out to me by email at Erwin, I-R-W-I-N, at Sterile, S-T-E-R-I-L-E, that followed by the word space, S-P-A-C-E.com, Erwin at SteriLespace.com. And Bert, just so that you know, we do lots of child care centers, and many of our child care centers have reported a 50 to 70% drop in infection issues with students and staff with our once-a-year service.
That's amazing. And I would think even, Erwin, maybe as part of a protocol, if you will, for a school that takes their summer break, I mean, how great would it have you to come through and just do one blast of cleaning and provide your service before you bring the kids and the faculty and the staff back in? How great would that be?
That is the smartest thing they could do.
See, I don't just play a smart guy on the radio once in a while. I actually have a good idea in that one then. So,
now, thank you. Bert, I'm familiar with your reputation.
Well,
you're
thank you.
You're not a smart guy every now and then. You're one of the more intelligent ones on the air.
Well, thank you so much, Erwin. I appreciate the kind words. As we wrap up, one more time, if someone wants to contact you and learn more.
973-714-8288, and I answer the phone 24/7.
Fantastic stuff. Erwin Strohmeyer, owner, Sterile Space Infection Defense, based right here in New Jersey. Thank you for the time this morning and for so much that you're doing and keeping everybody safe and healthy. It's greatly appreciated.
You're very welcome, Bert.